Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, you're in the breakfast huddle this Tuesday morning, and it's time for The Bigger Picture.
All right, in focus, interest rates near record lows. Investors, of course, struggling to find returns in savings and bonds.
So there is really no alternative right now in this landscape. Rates are so low, people are figuring out or trying to figure out where to park their cash. And some market watchers even believe cash is trash. So that is the message coming from some parts of the community. So anyone who wants to preserve their wealth, according to them, should be getting out of cash ASAP. And to get a bigger picture, we've got Phan Vinh Leong. He is the CIO of Track Record. Morning, V. How are you doing?
Hi, morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing very well. V, thanks for joining us. So walk us through your thinking here. How much are investors losing out if they hold on to cash in this climate?
Okay, it's a very good question. I think we have to listen to what Chairman Powell, the Federal Reserve Chairman, is telling us. Their intention is to create inflation by at least 2% a year and on track to run above 2% for some time. So if he's right, you will at least get eroded 2% against a basket of consumer goods. But the markets are forward-looking, right? So what you will lose is against various assets, right? And against various assets, you could lose 10-15% a year compounded because in this environment of generated inflation, unlimited money printing, almost every asset class with characteristics such as storage of value, store of value, growth, steady stream of income, it will go up over time, right? So every single day that you don't do anything about it, your cash will be eroded in value against every other asset.
Yeah, V, that's a very valid point. Your value gets eroded if you don't do anything. But I'm just also looking at this with the lens that markets now have been pushing up so high. Valuations are so high. So should you be fully invested in that sense, or should you be taking profit off the table right now in terms of allocation? How much should you be sitting on cash?
Well, so I truly believe that this cycle is unprecedented. Of course, one of the most dangerous things in finance is it's this time is different. But I do believe it is different this time in that you have coordinated money printing policies around the world, especially in the major nations, US, Europe, Japan, and smaller ones, Australia. And you have not just that, you have in the US, you have the Federal Reserve on the same page. You have Janet Yellen on the same page. You yourself just said a few minutes ago, she says $1.9 trillion is not too much, may not be enough. We want to do more. And she has repeatedly said to the Congress as well as to the G7 finance ministers, this is the time to do more. It's not to stop. Mm. Right. And you have the Treasury Secretary on the same page. You have the Congress, both houses of the Congress on the same page. They are trying to pass the $1.9 trillion stimulus bill. And you have the President in the White House on the same page. So there is really very hard to envision a situation where they will stop, right? And many people they underestimate Biden's resolve, right? He's not only trying to address the situation created by the COVID crisis, he's also trying to expand his majority in the Senate 2 years from now. And the job for 2 years from now starts now, right? It's always about the economy. So if he wants to win a bigger majority, right now it's 50-50, it's a tiebreaker by the vice president. But if he wants to preserve his majority or increase his majority, he needs the economy to fire on all cylinders. And the only way he can do this, the way he knows how, is to just spend as much money as possible, do as much as he can in the 2 years that he has.
Yeah.
And even then, it's been a while since he's sworn in January, and we still haven't had the stimulus, right? So he knows it's the clock is running, right? He needs to get it as fast as possible. And when they get it, they're just going to push it all into the system. They're going to do infrastructure projects. They are going to continue money printing. There's no choice. The Fed has to buy the U.S. Treasury bonds that needs to be issued to fund the budget deficit. So I truly believe this is the case where you really do not want to have actual cash, but you have to imagine blue chip stocks as cash equivalents, right? You have to imagine, because now it's very different from years before, where it's very difficult to divest of certain assets, right? You have different asset classes now. It's readily available for you to divest within a few days. You can get back your cash in case you need to have emergency, right? Yeah.
Yeah, V, and there's all this focus on the stimulus package. So if the round of spending, that raises expectations of inflation, and in turn that is seeing bond yields pick up. So what's your take on bond yields right now? How high can it go when you consider things like the strong February jobs report? Some people are saying there's no need for more stimulus. At the same time, people are saying this could just be a short burst. It's not going to be sustained. What's your take on where bond yields are going from here?
So I think the bond yields right now, it's of course, there are many people who are very fearful of inflation. But again, we have to listen to the Fed. They are not fearful of inflation at all. And the U.S. Treasury Secretary is the same. She was an ex-Fed governor, a chairperson. She's not afraid of it because they know they have the tools to control inflation when it comes. But they have very limited tools to control disinflation.
Can we see 2% this year?
Yeah. Out of 2% on actual prints, I think, again, the Fed has said we will see in the next few months a higher tick in inflation because of base effects, meaning inflation is measured year on year against this year's prices, against last year's prices. And we know what happened to last year's prices. Mm. All the shutdowns caused prices to collapse, right? But now economies are coming back. So we have slightly high prices. But against the lower base, it's going to have a higher tick. And we're going to have economy reopening effects with all the vaccination efforts coming on. We will have a rebound in the economy. But he says, and you have to believe him because he knows more data than we do. He sees all the trends. He says it's expected to be transient. It's not permanent. But we will have markets being afraid. But right now, what is being expressed by the market in the bond market, in the bond yields, the longer-term bond yields, is exactly what the Fed is trying to engineer. It's trying to engineer a rebound in the economy, which will then cause optimism, which will then cause the long-end yields to go up because they project a higher economic growth. And inflation expectations go up because you cannot have actual inflation going up without inflation expectations going up.
Now, V, one of the implications of this stimulus is that we are seeing movements in the currency markets. And we've been talking about how the US dollar is expected to weaken in the long term. But looking at the past 3 months, year to date, it's actually up 2.7%. So that weakening US dollar story never got unfolded this year. What's your take on where it's going from here? Because I'm looking at it now at a 4-month high versus the Sing dollar at around 1.35.
Yeah. So I think if you look further back, you would have seen that it's been 1 year of almost relentless selling in the U.S. dollars. Now we have a bit of rebound in the U.S. economy, a bit of optimism. And then, of course, higher yields in the U.S. bond markets. You have one thing that drives markets is not just the things that drive markets is not just what we all think, right? Otherwise, it would be very simple. We turn up every day, I'll talk to you, and then we make a bunch of money, right? Mm. But it's also about what other people think and what positions they have on. So the market has been very heavily short dollars because it's very obvious trade. Everybody talks about it. It's all the economic factors, the stimulus, the low interest rates, and the relentless money printing tell us that dollar should be much weaker from here. But of course, everybody believes the same way. They have the same positions on. And now we have a bit of jitters. We have NASDAQ, which has been doing well, coming off to down 4% on the year from up to 20 almost, right? Up 10, 15. We are 20% off the highs almost for some stocks. And you have all this nervousness. So the first thing that investors do is they trim their oversubscribed positions. And that's what we're seeing right now. Do I believe that the U.S. dollar is on a persistent recovery going higher? It's unlikely because the policies engineered by the Federal Reserve and the federal government is essentially, effectively, will have to weaken the dollars over time.
Mm.
Right. So I see this as an opportunity to get into positions that, in the longer term, as we are talking on the big picture, I think dollars will have to weaken, because that's the only way to the valve that they can release the debt pressure. I believe it's an opportunity now.
Yeah, potentially opportunity for emerging currencies, which have been battered with the rise of the US dollar. I've been sharing with Fan V Leong. He is the CIO of Track Record. V, thank you for your time again, and
we'll catch you
again next time.
Yeah, cheers. Bye.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.